Today's shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima, for Shalom ben Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis at the Gemara after the Mishnah. It says the Gemara at the bottom of the Amid. Tanya, says the Gemara, Rishu ben Karcha Oimim. Rishu ben Karcha teaches us that Gedoyla, Mila is such a great mitzvah. Shekola Zchuyish Asa Moshe Rabbeinu, all of the great things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, we're not able to help him to not get punished, as we're going to learn, when he was not strong in the mitzvah of Mila. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Hashem met him, and Hashem wanted to kill him. It says about Amar Rebbe. So Rebbe says, Chas v'shalom, it's unheard of, it can't be accepted to be understood, Shemosh Rabbeinu Nisrashim and Amila, that she would be able to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was not strong in the mitzvah of Amila. El kach omar, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Amo v'etzei, if I'll do the bris Mila and I'll immediately go out on the way, sakonihi, it will be a sakona to the child to travel when it's within 3 days of his bris mila. Shnema, as we know with the story with Dina and Shechem, the pasuk says, "Vehi b'yom hashlishi." It was the third day, b'yosam kayavim, and they were suffering from the mila. There's a machlokes rishonim how to understand that the third day is the most painful day when speak about the mila. The Ran opinion is that it's not that the third day is the most painful day for the after the bris mila. Certainly, after the first day or the second day, it is more painful than the third day. But what the Ran says, what the Gemara means to say here is, there's a cumulative effect. The person who's weak on day one, and weak on day two, and then 3 days of being weak and sick, has a cumulative effect, and that's why the third day is the most painful day. That is the opinion of the Ran. Rabbeinu Bechaya actually seems to disagree. And Rabbeinu Bechaya's opinion is that the third day is the most painful day of experiencing after Bris Mila. So Moshe Rabbeinu now had this dilemma. He said, Emo v'sheshloshim yomim, should I do the Bris Mila and wait 3 days until my son gains his strength? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amali Le'eshu Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a directive to go right back to Mitzrayim, and I have no right to delay. So what did Moshe do wrong? Says the Gemara, Elo, Moshe. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu get punished? Neshnas Asik B'molon, that he stopped in the inn, in the hotel on the way. Shnama V'hiba Derech B'molon. You're saying that you have to get to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you have to get there right away, understood. So why did you wait to go to the hotel before getting to Mitzrayim, if that's your cause? So as we quoted in our previous shiur, the Mashal quotes the question that the Reim asks. That the Reim asks, well, how do we know that Sakonas Nefoshes, that if there's a situation of Sakonas Nefoshes, we do whatever we have to do? Because the Torah says, V'chai behem. There is no V'chai behem at this point. The Torah wasn't yet given. So Michal Feinstein's Etzal answers that it's not just learned from a Pasuk V'chai behem, which, as we just said, was not yet given. It's learned based on the concept of Mutar Shechal Shabbos Ach Delishma Shabbos Harbei. One of the reasons we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for somebody sick is because we're Mechal Shabbos this week, so in the future be able to keep Shabbos. Here too, Moshe Rabbeinu said that it's worth not doing the Mitzvah Smila, so that he should not be in a Sakana, this child, and he should be able to live a life of doing Mitzvahs. Rav Simcha Zisel Brody has a different pshat. He says that in the Pasuk V'chai Behem is here to teach us that life takes precedent over all mitzvahs. That doesn't mean that without v'chai behem, sakonos nefoshes is not a very important concept. But rather, he explains, before the Torah dictated v'chai behem, a person might have had a choice, do the mitzvah, even though it's sakonos nefoshes, or worry about sakonos nefoshes. Now the Torah says, v'chai behem, that the person must take life over doing mitzvahs. Another pshat is that even though Moshe Rabbeinu did not have a pasuk in the Torah yet of v'chai behem, but Moshe Rabbeinu, as we find with the others, was able to understand what the Torah wants from us. Just like we know the Gemara Masechta Yuma says that Avraham zokin v'yoshiv yeshiva. How did Avraham Avinu know how to fulfill all of the Torah? The answer is he understood from himself. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to perceive by himself what the Torah wants from us, and how the Torah says everything, sakonos nefoshes supersedes everything else. Another pshat is that the pasuk of v'chai behem comes to teach us that living, that sakonos nefoshes supersedes everything. If we wouldn't have v'chai behem, maybe what the Torah means that we wouldn't know that we're even allowed to violate a veiris in a situation of sakonos nefoshes. But that we should have to fulfill mitzvahs, I say, that we wouldn't necessarily know. So v'chai behem is only coming to teach us that we're allowed to violate aveiros, but mitzvahs we would understand by itself need not be performed in a situation of sakonos nefoshes. Here we were speaking about fulfilling a mitzvah. Here the Gemara is teaching us that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to do the bris milah because he was concerned that traveling right after the bris milah is sakona. So ask the Emes that we know that in the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim, all of Klal Yisrael performed the bris milah, and then they traveled. And here we're saying that there's nothing to be concerned about. And here we're learning that when you travel, when you had a bris, it's a real sakana. How do we understand that? So the Emre Emes says a beautiful vort. The Emre Emes says, the Gemara says, Margolius Hayatoli B'tzavorei Shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had a brilliant necklace around his neck, and Kol Hamistakalba, whoever would gaze at that necklace, Miyad Nisrape, would have a refuah shleima. So he says, what's pshat that Avraham Avinu had that necklace? He says, the necklace represents the Shechina. Whoever looked at Avraham Avinu recognized the Shechina. And when they were able to recognize the Shechina, that's how they had a refuah shleima. So says the Emre Emes, as Klal Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim, they didn't just have a necklace to help them see the Shechina. They had the Shechina itself that would accompany them as they left Mitzrayim. And therefore, the halacha is that therefore there was nothing to be worried about. The Shechina brought to them a refuah shleima, explains the Emre Emes. Rashi, the Mefarish over here, says that this story was on the eighth day. And the Sefer Yad HaMelech tries to understand why do we have to say that this episode happened. So has to have a bris milah. But that mitzvah is the mitzvah on the person himself. Every Jew has to make sure that he had the bris milah. The mitzvah that we often speak about, that a father has to make a bris milah for his child, that mitzvah is on the eighth day. The special mitzvah that a father has, explains the Yad HaMelech, is on the eighth day. So if we're speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu's responsibility, it had to be the eighth day. Had it been on another day, then Moshe Rabbeinu's responsibility as a father would not be there. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer, Loi leMoshe Rabbeinu bikish satan l'harig. Moshe Rabbeinu was not the target. The child. Shenema kichasan dam atali tzerei mikari chasan. Who is called the chasan? Havaimer is a tinnik. The child is considered the tinnik. And as the Mashah explains, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rav Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu had made a deal with his father-in-law, Yisroi, that he would not make a bris milah for his children. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was a fault that he didn't make the bris because he had this deal with his father. And that's why he did not. The Malach did not have a claim against Moshe Rabbeinu. The claim was against the child. And that's why we find that Tzipora did the bris. Why did Tzipora do the bris? Because Tzipora knew that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot do the bris because of the condition that he had made with his father-in-law. And therefore, even though the mitzvah is normally on the father, here, the mother, Tzipora, did the bris. Why is a child who has a bris milah called a chassan? Because as we're going to learn, a child, a bris milah is here to connect us to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just like a chassan, we always know means that the husband and wife get connected to each other, so too, when a child has a bris milah, he becomes a chassan, he becomes connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda ben Bizna. B'shnosh Rabbi Smashel Moshe Rabbeinu min Amilah. When Moshe Rabbeinu did not fulfill the mitzvah smilah immediately, B'shnosh Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu min Amilah, Bo Afachema, the two malachim called Afachema u'beluha, and they swallowed up Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Mashah asks, why was Moshe Rabbeinu, why would the Moshe Rabbeinu get such a serious punishment? There is indeed, as we're learning, a mitzvah of making a bris milah. But the mitzvah bris milah is a mitzvah say, and there is no chiv misa for not making a bris milah on your son. So Mashah answers that there's a rule, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medadik im tzadikim kechot asara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very specific with tzaddikim, and therefore by tzaddikim, even though it's not such an avera for which there would be a chiyuv misa, by tzaddikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them. Another pshat that I saw is that at that point Klal Yisrael weren't just Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, we spoke about this in our previous year, were in the category of Bnei Noach, and the halach is Bnei Noach as Harason Zui Misosam. Bnei Noach are not like us. And Bnei Mayach, as soon as they don't do what they're supposed to do, they get their Chiv Misa. So now we understand Moshe Rabbeinu at that point was a Ben Noach, and that's why there was a Chiv Misa. Bo Afachem, so these Malachi Chavol came, Belua wanted to swallow him up. Velo Shayim Bimena El Raglov. The only thing that was left from him were his feet, the place of the Makom Hamila. Miyad, immediately, v'tikach tzpayra tzor, v'tichras as orlas b'no. Miyad v'yerif emenu. At that moment, Tzipora did what she had to do, did the bris milah, and therefore, and at that point, says the Pasuk, they, miyad v'yerif emenu, the malach avala backed off. B'yishe shabak, Moshe Rabbeinu l'hargam, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to kill the af v'chema. Shenema, cherif mi'av v'azoyif chema. That Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have no more af and chema in the world. Yeshemrim, and some indeed say that he was successful elachema haragai. He killed chema. Shnema, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, chema only. I no longer have chema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to dispose of chema. V'ksiv, but ask the Gemara, doesn't the pasuk say v'yigarti m'na'af v'chema? Answers the Gemara, so we see that chema continues to exist. Answers the Gemara, trei chema hamba. The two malachi chavala who are called chema, one was eliminated and one still continues to exist. V'ibay seima gunda de chema. Chema not only is the leader, was the leader of a pack of malachi chavala. The leader chema no longer is here. But the Gunda, it's his army, still remains. Tanya Rebbe Omer, G'dayla Mila, Shein Lecha Mishin is Asik B'mitzvus. There was no one who did mitzvus like Avram Avinu. And like Nikra Tamim, Avram Avinu, we find that the Torah is not called a Tamim, El Hashem Mila. Only after he had the Bris Mila. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, His Aleich Lefonai Veye Tamim, V'ksiv, after you have the bris, then you are considered chema. Then you considered whole. Dava echer, deila mila, shikula kenega mitzvah sa'atayra. Mila so great, the mila is equivalent to all the other mitzvahs. Shnema, as the pasuk says, ki api advar me'elu. And the Mashal explains what the pasuk means to say is that all mitzvahs are connected to the mitzvahs mila. That a person who has a bris mila is an entirely different person. And the mitzvahs that he learns and the Torah that he does is an entirely different Torah and mitzvahs. And as the Shibbol HaLeket says, the word bris is begematria tof resh yud beis, 612. You have all 612 mitzvahs. But when you have the Mila, which is the 613th mitzvah, all the other 612 mitzvahs take on a different meaning after you have the Bris Mila. So the Kivega asks in the Shalos Tshuvos of Kivega, Chelek Aleph Simen Membeis, that here the Gemara says that Mila in Libris Yom Velayla is referring to Mila. And we're going to have Gemara later in our Shia that says, G'day l'tayra, shemal l'tayra, l'en eskayim v'shemayim v'aretz. So, what is the pasuk referring to? Tayra or to bris mila? And furthermore, he says, how can we say a pasuk that says, Imlay brisi yom v'layla, refers to the mila, when mila is not done by night, it's only done by day? Says Rabbi Kivager, based on the Eilus Ephraim, that the mitzvah's mila changes the person. The person, yes, Taira, which is relevant, b'yoyim v'layla, is what keeps the world going. But what type of Taira keeps the world going? The Taira of somebody who learns, Taira of somebody who had a bris mila. And says the Gemara, in other words, somebody who learns Torah after he had a bris mila, that Torah is a valuable Torah that keeps the world going. Or pligid Rebbe Leza, damer Rebbe Leza l'malei Torah, k'dayla Torah shemalei Torah l'nitzkayim shemayim v'aretz, shenamen mo'i brisi yoyim v'layla, chukus shemayim v'aretz lo'isamti. Amar yudam Rav, b'shor sh'omalei Kodesh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu, hasalech l'fanei v'yei tomim. As the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, hayei tomim, a chazasa roda. He became very fearful. Omer, and he declared, Shema yesh bidavim maguna, something, I have such a terrible problem that till now Kodesh Baruch Hu is not considering me tomim. Kimet sh'omalai, but once Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, that nabrisi b'nei b'necho, that what you're missing is the bris, then the skaro datai. So I saw that the Sefer Likutei, Bas Likutei, explains that the Rambam, there are many reasons for the bris mila. The Rambam says the purpose of the bris mila is to make a person not be so involved and so interested in doing aveiros. Other Rishonim say that every Jew, when he has a bris mila on his body, he's showing that he's like a servant of the king, just like a servant wears a label that shows that he is the servant. We have a bris mila to show we're a servant. That's what happened over here. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to make a bris mila, Avraham Avinu was very concerned. Avraham Avinu said, maybe I need to have a bris mila because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that I'm not a good person and I need a bris mila to make me better. But then when the pasuk says, Vatna Brisi, that the purpose of the bris mila is to show and declare that we are Avdei Hashem, at that point, at that point, he became calm. Another pshat is that Avraham Avinu, the question, of course, many ask, is that why Avraham Avinu, as we said earlier in our shiur, did all the mitzvahs of the Torah? Why did he not do the mitzvah bris mila, which is such an important mitzvah? The answer is, says the Gemara, that at this point, Avraham Avinu realized that the bris is what shows that we are Avdei Hashem. And a person cannot make that declaration about himself, that he is an Eved Hashem, only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that declaration about the person. And that's why in the Skara Datoi, Avraham Avinu realized that he can't do the bris mila until HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do the mitzvah. I saw that the Mefarshim explained, the Chida explains, that the word Tumim refers to someone who's careful not to worship Avodah Zarah. The word Tzaddik, it refers to somebody who's careful in issues of morality. So he explains the Chida. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu Ayi Tumim, he was concerned. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him Vayei Tumim? Tumim means somebody who doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. And Avraham Avinu jumped in to fire not to worship Avodah Zarah. And why is so Avraham Avinu was thinking to himself, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have any issue with me? But now that he realized that the purpose of the Bris Milah is to show our special relationship with Hashem. Since the purpose of the meal is to show a special relationship in Hashem, not because Chas V'Sholem, that it represents that Avraham Avinu was lacking, that's why Avraham Avinu was no longer concerned. The Pasuk says, V'yotza Yisrael Chutzah, the Gemara continues speaking about Avraham Avinu, and the Pasuk says, V'yotza Yisrael Chutzah, Amalafan Rebar Shloilim, Hestakalti B'mazel Shali, I looked at my mazel, V'eni Roy Lebed. I am not a person that's going to have children. Amalei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Tzei Metzdagninus, leave that type of thinking. Ein Mazel Yisrael. V'yotza Chutzah, leave that type of thinking. Ein Mazel Yisrael. There's no Mazel to Yisrael. So, the Ben Yoyada explains the Gemara that Avraham Avinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I don't want to be Nisim, have children through Nisim. And naturally, my mazel says that I'm not going to have children. So Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to him, Ei mazel Yisrael, when Nisim happened to other people, that indeed is something out of the ordinary, something that we shouldn't want to have. But when a tzaddik, when Klai Yisrael have Nisim, that's not out of the ordinary. That's the way we live. Klai Yisrael is a mazel Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is not subject to the mazel. So I saw that the Sefer Divrei Yisrael says a beautiful pshat. He says, what's pshat a mazel Yisrael? That if you look at the constellations in the sky, the constellations in the sky only see what's in front of them. They don't see what's in front of them. They only see what's behind them. By person, a person is supposed to see what's in front of them, that you are not the beginning of the world. Says the Gemara, Ein Mazel Yisrael. The way the mazalos are formed, that they are always at the head, they think they're at the top, they're the most important, that doesn't exist in Klal Yisrael. Because as we know, that type of behavior, a behavior of arrogance, is most unbecoming in Klal Yisrael. Amar Yitzchak, Kol Matam Atzmai, whoever acts with tamimus, he accepts whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matam Imai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act accordingly with him. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Em Chosid, a person who acts like a Chosid, Tis Chasad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts that way towards him. Vim Gavra Tamim, and a person that acts with tamimus, Tamamam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with him as well. Amar of Hoshia, Kamatam Atzmai, somebody who acts with Tamimus, Hasha Shai Medeslaw, he will be successful. Shanamar, as the Pasuk says by Avraham Avinu, Hesalach Lafanai Vaye Somim, and then the Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu was blessed for Yisrael Amoin Goyim. Amar Rebbe, call him a Nachish, whoever lives through Nachish, which is superstition or thinking there are certain times that are better for things to happen or worse to happen, Loi Nachish. He's going to suffer from them. He will suffer from living that way. Shenemar Kloy Nachash B'Yakov. But ask the Gemara, if the Pasuk would have said Loy Lamed Vav, so then we would understand, Kiloy Nachash B'Yakov, you will suffer in the Choshem. But the spelling of the word Loy is Loy Lamed Aleph Ksiv. So they won't be suffered by Nachash. Ella, says the Gemara, the person who does Nachash, why will he suffer from them? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, Mida Keneged Mida. So if you subject yourself to the Nechashim, you will indeed suffer from them. Tana Havim Reid Reb Zeira. Kol Adam She'ena Menachesh. A person who avoids nichush, machnisin say bechitza shafil malach asharis any chayal mukas b'takai. He's brought in Shemayim to a place that even the malach asharis can't penetrate. Shenemar kolay nachash b'yakov v'lekesim b'Yisrael. And then the pasuk continues saying ki es yoyim aliyakov Yisrael ma'apar keil. You're able to see exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing in the olam ha'emes. Why was Avraham Avinu punished? When the standard of Bonavel Mitzrayim, Masayim Vesashonim, they were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. He took his Talmid Chacham to war. Shenemar, V'yark es Chanichov, Chanichei Beisai. He took the people of his family, he took those people who was Talmidim to war. So the Mefarshim all ask that we know the many reasons why we went to Mitzrayim. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yoram Abayis says that why did we go to Mitzrayim? Because Yaakov Avinu treated Yosef differently than he treated all the other children. So here we're saying that the reason is because Avraham Avinu took Talmid Chachamim to war. So the Sefer Merasim Igra says a very interesting teretz. He says these two drushes that we're learning travel together. Why is it usur, he explains, to take Talmid Chacham to war? Because the pasuk says, as Hashem alakecha tira, l'rabbis Talmid Chachamim. But we know that the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva was the one that explained as Hashem alakecha tira, and Shimon ben Amsoni did not learn S. He didn't understand l'rabbis Talmid Chachamim. So Avraham Avinu could have made a claim that I'm not ready to accept the drasha of es l'rabbis Talmid Chachamim, and therefore there is no issue in taking Talmid Chacham to war. But Yosef, why were the brothers angry at Yosef? Because the brothers said to Yosef, we are older than you, and you have to show respect to us. Where did the brothers learn that one has to show respect to an older brother, based on the Gemara that we learned, Kabet Es Avicha, the Rabbis Achicha Gadol. So Avraham Avinu, on his own, could have said, I don't learn Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, the Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. But if that would be the case, then Yosef should have shown respect to his brothers, not vice versa. You can't have it both ways. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, why did Avraham Avinu's children go to Gos Mitzrayim? Shehifris al Midash of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He asked questions on Hashem. Shenema, as we know, the Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu said, Vemeh Eda Kerishena. And as Duran explains, you're not supposed to ask question on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I saw Rabbi Aaron Levine, the Rai Shurav, explains the Gemara as follows. HaKodesh Baruch Hu had made a gzera that we should be Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, "Kigay yis aracha be'eretz loy lohem v'avodam v'inu oisam." The Mitzrayim. So all that we was decreed upon us was that we should be in Golus. What did the Mitzrayim do? They did more than they were told. They did not only keep us in Golus, but they oppressed us. And that's Pshat of the Gemara, says the Rai Shurav. Why we went into Golus? We know we went into Golus because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we're going to be in Golus for 210 years. But the question is, why did the Mitzrayim make us suffer so much? And the answer is because Avraham Avinu didn't accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and therefore, because they didn't accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's why we went into Golus. Another pshat that I saw is the Gemara just said that the reason we went into Golus is because Avraham Avinu took Talmidei Chachamim to be soldiers in his army. So the Mechas Yitzchak explains that we know that in all generations, Talmidei Chachamim were exempt from going to the army. They sat and learned. But in Mitzrayim, only Shevet Levi was exempt. Everyone else had to go to work for the Mitzrayim. And the question is, why was this different than in all other places that Talmid Chacham are exempt? And the Gemara says the Mechas Yitzchak, because Avraham Avinu took Talmid Chachamim to go to war. Since Avraham Avinu took Talmid Chachamim to go to war, that's why they were punished that way. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the reason Avraham Avinu was punished was Shehifrish Bnei Odom Melikones Tachas Kanfei Shechina. He prevented people from being able to come to close to Hashem. Shenemar, the Melech Sodom tells Avraham Avinu, after Avraham Avinu prevailed over the four kings, Tenli Anefesh V'Ruchosh Kachloch. Let me keep the people. And Avraham Avinu allowed that to happen. If he would have taken those people, they would have all become Jews. And I saw that Rav Shimon Sofer Zatzal in a Sefer Shir Ma'ayin explains the Gemara that the reason why Klal Yisrael went to Golus was because there were people in Mitzrayim that were supposed to become part of the Jewish people. We know the Erev Rav went with us out of Mitzrayim. So he explains that if Avraham Avinu would have taken these neshamas that we're speaking about to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we wouldn't have had to go to Mitzrayim to get these extra neshamas. Rav Amar Sharikan B'Toyra. He taught them Taira, like somebody who pours from one vessel into another vessel. Avraham Avinu gave them gold. He paid them for coming out to war with him. Shemana Esra Sholosh Meis. The pasuk says that 318 soldiers went out with Avraham Avinu to war, and the Gemara discusses what does that mean. Amar Ami Bar Abba, Eliezer Keneged Kulam. Eliezer was equivalent to all of them. Ikad Amri, Eliezer who? That the pasuk only means Eliezer. Because if we do the gematria of the word Eliezer, the gematria of Eliezer, Chushmina Hachahava, is 318. And the pasuk is trying to teach us that, the Maral explains, that of course we can't take away from Pashat and the pasuk. And of course 318 soldiers went along with Avraham Avinu. But even though 318 soldiers went along with Avraham Avinu, it was only Eliezer that was the one that caused that we should prevail in the war. Why, says the Bas Ayin, was it that way? So the Bas Ayin says that we know that Eliezer stands for Elokei Avi Be'ezri. It doesn't make a difference of how many soldiers go with you to war, many or few. As long as you recognize Kelekei Avi Be'ezri, that it's all Siyata D'Shmaya, when a person recognizes that it's all Siyata D'Shmaya, then at that point will you be able to prevail in war. Vama Rav Ami Bar Abba, Ben Shalashanim Hik Avram Esbairei. Avraham Avinu was 3 years old when he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar, Ekev is Shama Avram Bekaili, the Chushmina, and the Gematria of Ekev is 172. Avraham Avinu, we know, lived 175 years. We deduct the first 3 years where Avraham Avinu didn't know yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're left with 172 Ekev. But the Medrash says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Avraham was 48 years old when he recognized Hashem. So, How do we reconcile what we're learning here? So the Kiva Eger explains that the Torah at the beginning of Parshas Chayisara says that Sarah was 127 years old when she passed away. And of course the question is that why did Sarah live so much less, such a shorter life than Avraham Avinu? So the Kiva Eger points out that the pasuk, after mentions how many years Sarah lived, the pasuk says Shnei Chayisara, and Rashi says Shnei Chayisara Kulan Shavala Taiva. Says Rabbi Kivayga, what is Rashi trying to teach us? Kivayga says Rashi is trying to teach us exactly this point. Why did Sarah live less than Avraham Avinu? So Rashi says that Sarah was a Maimon, believed in Hashem her entire life. So the 127 years that she lived were a full 127 years. Whereas Avraham Avinu didn't recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu until he was 48, as we just said from Rabbi Yochanan in the Medrash. And when you recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you become, then you, it's considered like you were born. It would take 175, and we take off the 48 years, because we're saying now Avraham Avinu was only 48 when he recognized Hashem, we'll have that 127. So it turns out that Avram and Sarah both really lived the same amount of years, because only the years where you believe in Hashem are the years that are considered that you lived. The Rambam seems to take both opinions. One place the Rambam says that when Avraham Avinu, when he was just a small child, he already began to think about who created this world, mi balabira. And then the Rambam, in another place, follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that Avram was 48 years old when he recognized Hashem. So, says the Agos Maimini, that what the Rambam is trying to do is reconcile what we learned in our Gemara, that Avram was 3 years old when he recognized Hashem, to what the Medrash says, that he was 48 years old when he recognized Hashem. And what it means to say is, says the Agos Maimini, at 3 years old, he started recognizing Hashem. But he didn't come to that full madrega. He didn't come to that full madrega of recognition of Hashem until he was 48 years old. Vama Rami Bar Abba. Chasotin b'chushmenei, the gematria of a sotin is tlas mei v'shitin arba. 364. But we know that the year, the solar year, has 365 days. So what does that mean? It says the Gemara that for 364 days of the year, the Satan could do what he does, but there's one day of the year when he can't, and that is Yom Kippur. So the Mashal points out that we have to add the hey, ha-Satan, to get to this Gematria. The other Mefarshim remove the hay, and they say that not only does the Satan not have any ability on Yom Kippur, he also doesn't have any ability on the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. As we know, the Pasuk says as on the first day of Sukkot, Rishon L'Cheshben Avoinus, that only the first day of Sukkot is when the Averis count. Until then, the Satan does not have any ability to do anything against Klal Yisrael. Amar Rami Ba'abiksiv, Avram. Before Avram Avinu had the Bris Milah, the Pasuk calls him Avram. And after the Bris Milah, he's called Avraham. Says the Gemara, B'tchilam lichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Masayim v'abav v'shloish Avarim. He was ruled over 243 Avarim, which is the Gematria of Avram. Ubsoif, after he had the Bris Milah, Hamlichu he had five more. Hamlichu al-Masayim v'abishmoinim. Elohim, what were the extra Avrim that he was able to prevail over? Shteinayim, the two eyes, Shteinayim, the two ears, Rosh Shagviyah, and his organ. So what about, asks the Pnine Kedem, what about his lave? So he answers that on the lave, Avraham Avinu always had control. And he says that's exactly what we say every morning when we daven. When we daven, we say, Shabbat Avraham, so the question is, why do we say after the Samta Shemay Avram? Why not before the Samta Shemay Avram? So he answers, because our Gemara says that the five Avrim that he was able to prevail over were these five Avrim. Why not the Lev? Says, so we answer the question every morning in our tefillah by saying, "Umetzasai es levavai nemel afanecha." Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we already, Avraham Avinu was already on top of his lay before the Bris Milah, and that's why it's Avraham, not only five, not the sixth, the lay. Vam Rami Bak Abba, my diksiv. The pasuk says in Kehelas, "Ik tanav anoshim, ik tanazeh aguf." A person is born, particularly when he's born, he's weak, he's small. Those are the weak Avram. The Avram, when we're born, are not yet completely formed. That refers to the Yetzirah, that as soon as the person is born, the Yetzirah affects him. And the Yetzirah causes the Rachman of some people should do Averis. That when a person becomes by mitzvah, the Yetzirah enters his system, and who is able to convince him to do what's correct. He teaches the person to do tshuva masim toivim. V'adam loizocha es ish miska hu. The b'shas yetzahara, when somebody does averis, less the mitka le yetzatayv, nobody remembers the yetzatayv. So I saw the Rav Shlomo Shvadran Zatzal says a very interesting dvar Torah connected to this Gemara. He says, if the city is considered anoshim b'ma'at, why does it need a melech gadol to attack such a city? Another question that he asks is, why does the king not enter? He's only standing from the outside. The other question is, why does the Gemara say, miskin ha'hizeh melech tas'ir? What does it mean that he saved the city with his chachmah? And what does it mean, v'adam lo'izocha se'ish ha'miskinahu? If this person was so powerful and was able to save the person, why doesn't he have the ability? Says the Gemara, says Rav Shlomo Shvadran Zatzal, that he was once in England and they took him to visit the wax museum. And when you come into the wax museum, there are two guards standing there. And people go over to the guards to ask them questions, etc. And the guards don't answer. So everybody realizes those guards are also not real. He says, what happens over here? What happens over here is that everything that the Yetzirah does is just fake. It's like the guards that are made out of, in the wax museum. He makes all sorts of mitzudim and makes sorts of ramim. And it's all nothing. And all it requires is that a person should have the intelligence to realize that this is all nothing, and that's how he'll be able to prevail. Hachachma tarz l'chachma asar shlitim. Hachachma tarz l'chachem, so tshuva masim toivim, masar shlitim, shtei naim, shtei aznaim, shtei yudayim, shtei reglaim, v'rosh ha'gvio, peh, that they all try to make the person do averis, and the person who's smart and intelligent is able to prevail against the Yetzirah by realizing that the Yetzirah is nothing. So I saw the Ben Yoyada says that what does the mean that nobody remembers the B'shas Yetzirah less than Mitkal Yetzirah. So Ben Yoyada says a beautiful pshat. He says when somebody's learning, invariably they start to think about all the different things that they have to do that day. They think about the meals that they have to eat. They think about what they're going to have to do by work that day, etc., etc. But you don't find when somebody is eating or working that he's thinking that much about all the mitzvahs that he has to do. Says the Gemara, the b'shas yetzahara, that when somebody's doing the gashmistiga aspect of life, less the mitzvah yetzatayv, nobody remembers the yetzatayv. But vice versa, when somebody's doing the Yetzirah part of his life, unfortunately, too many people during that time remember the other part, the other things that they have to do during their lifetime. Amar Rav Zechayim Shemar Shmuel, Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loitzi Kuna M'Shem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Kuna to come out of shame, that his children should be Kahanim. Shnema, V'hu Kayin, as the Pasuk describes shame, V'hu Kayin L'Kel Elyon. However, Kivin Shignam Birkas Avram L'Birkas Amakim, he greeted Avram before he greeted Hashem. Hatzim Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind, Kaviyochel, and took the kuna out from Avram, from Avinu. Even though, of course, as Taisvis, wasn't Avram Avinu a descendant of Shem? So he says, Taisvis says that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give kuhuna to all of Shem's descendants, and then he limited it. Another pshat that I saw is that the kahuna came out from Avram, b'schus of Avram Avinu, and not b'schus Shem. Another pshat that I saw is that Avram was not a descendant of Shem's older son. So the kahuna should not have come out of Avram, but because of this, it did come out of Avram. Shenemar, as we see, the pasuk says, v'yachev v'yom Avram, Avram says, v'Avram Avram l'kel elyon koinu shmayim v'oretz, v'bar kel elyon. Amalai Avram, Avram v'inu set to Shem, v'chim magdinim brikas evel l'brikas kanim, brikas koinu, do we greet a person before he greets Hashem? V'yad noslo Avram. And because Avram Avinu made this statement, that's why he was blessed. Shenema num Hashem la'adoni shev li'imini ad oshus evecha kadayim raglecha. Basreik siv nishba shev la'inachem at the koin la'olim ad vrosi malkit tzedek. Al deburush malkit tzedek. Because the way malkit tzedek spoke, you got the kuna. V'ayin edek siv, and that's what the pasuk says, v'hu koin la'kel elyoin, that Shem was a koin la'kel elyoin, who koin, that he had the madrega, he had the madrega of being a kohen, but the ein zaru kohen, his children aren't kohanim. So the mefarshim ask, if Avram Avinu was considered a kohen, so how could he have married Hagar again, Keturah, after he divorced her? You're not supposed to. A kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. So I saw the Nefarshim explain that Hagar was a Shifcha. And since Hagar was a Shifcha, when the Isser of remarrying a Grusha, of a Kohen marrying a Grusha, is only when somebody, when a woman was properly married, and then she gets divorced, so she's considered, such a woman is considered a Grusha, and a Kohen may not marry her. But if a woman only got married as a Shifcha, her marriage is not considered a full-fledged marriage, and if she gets divorced, she's not considered a grusha. And therefore, Avram Avinu was allowed to take back Hagar, whom he married as a shifcha. Hanu l'chav ben adaram, hanu l'chav ben adaram, hanu l'chav ben adaram.